You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets podcast. And today I feel like I'm giving you guys a huge cheat code. This is something that I have not shared in a free format yet. I've talked about this in my high-end, you know, Inner Circle Mastermind group, which is anywhere from $50,000 a year to $250,000 a year. I shared parts of it at Funnel Hacking Live last year. But this year's Funnel Hacking Live, we're going to go deep into this framework that I call the linchpin, because I feel like this is the best way to grow and scale a business today. Obviously, you all know that I'm obsessed with funnels, but this is the evolution of funnels. It's the evolution of the value ladder. It's the evolution of how we do everything. It's literally the thing that we did to grow ClickFunnels. And it's one little tweak and change we did that is the difference between ClickFunnels being like a $10 million year business and a $100 million year business was this principle called the linchpin. And it's interesting because I did this when we launched ClickFunnels. It was something that was kind of me and Todd hacking around, and we figured out this thing that helped grow ClickFunnels. And then after about 2 years, I forgot about it, and I shifted away from it stupidly, as you know we do sometimes. And it wasn't until about 2 years ago I was doing a presentation for my inner circle showing them how we grew and scaled ClickFunnels, and I realized that like I had forgotten and we'd stopped doing the thing that made us amazing. And so over the last 18 months or so, we've been doing this. If you've been watching what I'm doing, you're seeing it, and it is by far the thing that is growing our companies faster than anything else. We're doing it actually actively today. We're in the middle of doing a challenge with our new supplement company, and we're using the linchpin model to grow our supplement company continuity program. We're using it to launch our new personal development program. We did it to launch our video hosting platform. We're using it to grow ClickFunnels 2.0 at an astronomical rate. It is the key. I tease and I joke about it with our inner circle, the Mandalorian, who's like, this is the way. I can tell everyone, this is the way. This is the way you grow and scale a company today. And it's through this principle called the linchpin. Now, again, I've not shared much of this publicly yet. In fact, my social team posted something on my social the other day, if you're not using the linchpin, your business will not succeed in 2025 or whatever. And everyone's like, what's the linchpin? What's the linchpin? And nobody knew. And I was like, I haven't actually shared this publicly anywhere. So this is the first time. I hope you guys are excited. This is a presentation I did for one of my buddy, Onyx Singhal, has a webinar event he does with a whole bunch of people teaching webinars. And I was like, what can I share with these guys that nobody else would talk about, right? There's a lot of things you talk about, webinars and scripting and the perfect webinar, but I was like, I want something different. So I shared the linchpin formula, specifically as it relates to webinars. Now, this is not the full linchpin. There's other pieces. There's high-ticket stuff. There's a lot of other pieces that I didn't get into during this, but this is one of the best breakdowns I have of like the core principles you have to understand for the linchpin to work for you. And so I'm going to give you guys this presentation. I'm doing it selfishly for two reasons. Number one, I want you to understand this concept, because if you do, you're using ClickFunnels to build out your linchpins. But number two, it's because this year's Funnel Hacking Live is going to be different than any other year. Most years in the past, I talk about a lot of different things. This year, everything we're teaching for the four-day event is all pieces of the linchpin. So you will hear these principles reinforced. You'll hear us going deep, deep, deep on them. You'll see best practices, hacks, tricks, tips, whatever you want to call them, for every aspect of the linchpin. And so when you hear this, the biggest thing I want you to take away from is I need to be at Funnel Hacking Live this year, because this is where Russell is going to spend 4 days going deep into this framework with us, with some of the greatest marketers on the planet. So with that said, this is kind of a pre-sale for Funnel Hacking Live. If you don't have your tickets yet, you need to get them. We're 80 days away from Funnel Hacking Live, which is crazy. It's insane, less than 3 months away. So if you don't have your tickets yet, now is the time to go. Go to funnelhackinglive.com, get your tickets. And as you're listening to this presentation, when you think about how this can apply to your business specifically, and after you hear that, then go run as fast as you can, get your tickets to Funnel Hacking Live, and make sure you are there so I can go deep with you for 4 days on this framework and how you can use it to grow and scale your company. Again, it is the evolution of a funnel. It's the evolution of the value ladder. It is the key. So, all right, with that said, we're going to break this down into two different podcast episodes. Podcast number one is called The Two Beliefs Required to Make the Linchpin Work for You. And so that's this first one. And then on episode number two, we'll come back and I'm going to show you guys three simple keys to building out your linchpin. So with that said, let's cue up the first part of the presentation.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you, Tom, so much for the introduction. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today talking about webinars. And the reason why I'm so excited to talk about webinars is because webinars are literally a thing that changed my life forever. I know you guys know that. I know that. But it's completely true for me. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of my backstory, and then I'm going to jump into what I actually want to share with you guys. And I know there's so many good speakers talking about all sorts of things, from like how to give a webinar, how to do presentations, how to close sales, how to do funnels, like all that kind of stuff. And I have something different. I was trying to figure out, like, what's something I can bring to you guys that's unique, that's different than what anybody else would actually talk about. And so I'm going to be teaching you guys a framework we kind of developed. And literally, it's the difference between ClickFunnels being a $20 million year company and it being a $200 million year company. And it's this little tweak to how we do our webinars that I've never seen anyone else talk about or really share. And so it's something that we figured out when we first launched ClickFunnels. We kept doing it. And honestly, nobody really copied us, which is kind of surprising. So much so that we almost forgot about it for a season. And then when we realized that, we kind of brought it back, and ClickFunnels has been growing now faster than it ever has because of this one piece, and that's what I'm going to be sharing with you guys today. But to kind of step back, I wanted to take you guys on a journey just of kind of how I got to this spot to become obsessed with webinars. And so, and hopefully this will be motivational for any of you guys who may not feel like you're good speakers. Maybe you're just beginning out your career and you're trying to figure things out. So remember, I had gotten into this whole internet marketing world. I was geeking out. I was having so much fun. And this is, man, almost probably 20 years ago now. I was in college I was wrestling at Boise State, and that was kind of my journey. And I started learning about internet marketing. I became obsessed with it. I started reading all the ebooks and buying the courses and doing all the training and Googling all the different keywords about how to make money, and kind of became obsessed with that. And I remember I started having a little bit of success here and there. Enough that I could, you know, make it a couple $1,000 a month here and there. And then I remember at the time there was this big seminar going on, and the big seminar was called The Big Seminars, Armin Morin's Big Seminar. And Armin was someone who was a mentor. In fact, I remember I used to listen to Armin. He would do these teleseminars back in the day before we had webinars or videos. He would do teleseminars, and usually the teleseminars would happen when I was at school or whatever. And so I would take the audio of it, I would burn it on a CD, and I'd burn a whole bunch of CDs of Armin teaching internet marketing. And then I'd go on these road trips where we'd be wrestling, and so we'd be going from Boise up to, you know, to Oregon. We have an 18-hour bus ride. And so I'd be sitting in the back of the bus with the headphones on, listening to Armin Moore and talk about internet marketing. And I got so excited, like learning all these things and like understanding these principles. And I remember about that time he was doing big seminar. I think it was big seminar 4 or something like that. And that was the big event in the industry. And I was like, I need to go. I want to go. And tickets, I think, were $1,000, which was a lot of money. Plus you got flights and hotels and all the things, right? But I was like, that's what I got to be. Like, I need to learn internet marketing from these people who are doing it. And so I took a little money I'd been making so far, bought a plane ticket, bought a hotel, got a ticket, flew out there, and I attended the big seminar. Now, I want you to kind of, to put this in perspective. Like, this is awkward, shy Russell. Right now you have Russell who's kind of like trying to speak from stage and like I talk fast and all kind of stuff. But I was like the nerdiest of the nerdy. I had glasses on. I had, you know, I wore a suit and tie because I thought that's what business people did. I didn't want to be embarrassing. Like, I had a buzzed head. Like, I was so shy. I was so awkward. So I get this event. There's all these people. And I sat in the back kind of hiding with my laptop, like taking notes, ready to learn internet marketing, right? I just remember the very first speaker got on stage and they started speaking and doing their presentation. I was just mesmerized. It was the coolest thing in the world to see the whole thing happen, right? And so the speaker started speaking. And after about 90 minutes or so, he like made an offer. And I was so confused. I didn't know the business, the industry at all. So he made an offer, and all of a sudden people started jumping up and running to the back of the room. And remember, I think the offer was $2,000. And as people were running back the room, I'm like confused. I look back and I'm doing the math. I'm counting the people. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. And by the time he was done, I think it was like $50,000 or $60,000 this guy had made. And I was like, what did I just witness? Like, that was insane. And then I remember like the thrill and the emotion and all the stuff that just like, I saw this thing. And then, you know, Armin gets on stage and announces the next speaker. Next speaker gets on stage, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to learn internet marketing from this guy. And he's speaking, talking about whatever. And after 90 minutes, he made an offer for $5,000. $5,000 packages he had created. And same thing, people start popping up all over the audience, running to the back. And I'm like, what is happening? And I'm counting the people like 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And that guy made over $100,000. And I started watching this happen speech after speech after speech for the 3-day event. And I was just blown away. Like, I didn't even know what I was witnessing, right? But I was doing the math, figuring out the numbers. And then the very last speaker was a guy named John Childers, who was at the time was the number one public speaking coach. Not public speaking, like learning how to speak eloquently on stage and that kind of stuff, but how to speak to sell. I still remember he got on stage and he's like, there's two ways to make money as a speaker. First way is become famous. The second way is learn how to sell from stage. And he started talking about all these famous people that got paid, you know, $100,000 to speak on stage or $250,000 on stage. And then he talked about me, him. He's like, I'm nobody. No one knows my name, but I get paid more than these guys for speaking from stage because I know how to speak to sell. And he's like, you guys saw it this weekend. You witnessed it, right? And I was like, yeah, I witnessed it. And he's like, if you want, I can teach you how to sell from stage. And then he made a pitch for $20,000 and everyone's running to the back. And I'm running to the back, and it was chaos, right? And that was my first experience to seeing somebody speak to sell, like one-to-many selling. And I remember shy, awkward, introverted Russell 20 years ago, who's like, you know, coming to learn internet marketing because I could sit behind a keyboard and a screen and never talk to a human and make money. And also I'm seeing this, and I remember thinking in my head, I was like, there are human beings who are just like me, who literally put on pants the same way I do, who stepped on stage and made $100,000 in an hour. Like, that was more money than I had fathomed in a lifetime, you know what I mean? And they were doing that in an hour. I saw it over and over and over and over. And I remember thinking when I left that, I have to learn this skill. I have to learn how to do this. Like, it became an obsession. So I got home, and I remember a little while later, one of my friends was running an event. He's like, hey, Russell, do you want to speak at my event? I was like, yes, I would love to. And so I came to the event, and all I remember thinking in my head is like, okay, last event I went to, I saw the speakers, they were really good at selling, but like, they weren't teaching the best stuff. Like, I know way more than these guys do. And so I started going and writing my presentation, and I was like, I'm gonna teach them everything I know. I'm gonna blow their minds. They're gonna give me tons of money. And so I created this, like, what I thought was gonna be the greatest presentation ever. I get on stage, my very first event, and I taught everything. I did the sell, and I didn't know how to sell. In fact, I remember my close was, I'm not gonna insult you like the others. I'm not gonna insult your intelligence like the other speakers. I'm not gonna try to tell how much this costs. All I'm gonna do is, you know, it's $1,000, whatever. So I offered $1,000 offer, and it was crickets. Nobody moved. Nobody got on stage. Usually when you get done speaking, the person in the bathroom is supposed to crank up the music so you don't feel awkward as you're walking off stage. That guy, I don't think, knew I was done, because I just went, you know, my pitch was probably 20 seconds long. And so it was this awkward, quiet, I'm standing on stage, nobody moved. I'm just like, well, that's it. And I kind of awkwardly walk off, and everyone's kind of confused, and then the guy turns the music on, and it was the worst thing ever. And so people came over and like, Russell, that was a great presentation. Good job, good job. And like, it was that awkwardness of that whole thing. And then after it all ended, next speaker on stage, I went back. I'm like, so how many did I sell? And the guy looked at me, he's like, you didn't sell any. And I was like, oh, I was so embarrassed. I wanted to quit. In fact, I did for a few minutes. I quit. I remember I like left the room, beeline to the elevator, went to my hotel room. I had a room to stay there for the whole time of the event. So I sat in the hotel room. I was too scared to leave. And for 3 days, I remember I sat there watching movies on TV, eating Haagen-Dazs and coconut shrimp from room service. And that's all I did for 3 days. I was like, I'm never going to leave. I don't want to see anybody else. And then when I snuck out the last day to fly home, and I was like, I will never speak again. That was the worst experience ever. But then I kept seeing it happen, people doing it over and over and over again. I was like, I have to learn a skill. And so then I started hiring actually public speaking coaches, right? I learned from Bill Glazer, Dan Kennedy, from Armin Moore, and from John Childers, from all these amazing speakers, and eventually I learned how to actually sell from stage. And then I started going to seminars, and I remember the very first time I sold and somebody bought. I actually sold six. I made a $1,000 course, and I sold six. I was like, I made $6,000. This is crazy. And I kept doing it, kept practicing it. And I kept getting better at my presentation, started tweaking and fine-tuning things, getting better and better and better. I'm not, during this presentation, be talking about the scripting of it. I'm sure there'll be other speakers talk about that, but just understand that, like, this is a learnable skill. I went from being the most awkward person of all time to fast forward like 15 years later, I had a chance to speak at the 10X stage and did my 90-minute presentation, did my pitch, and we closed $3.2 million in sales in 90 minutes, which I believe is a world record. Nobody has told me they beat that yet. I haven't seen it yet. Not in payment plans, like that was collected in 90 minutes in our Stripe account. So I went from being the worst of the worst, literally blanking, getting zero sales, to setting the world record of selling the most. And so I want you to understand, like, this is a learnable skill. All you guys can learn this is powerful. Learning this, like, it's different than like just teaching. It's understanding like persuasion and sales and those kind of things. Okay. And so, like I said, there's going to be speakers, I'm sure, at this event to go deep into the psychology and how to speak and present. And so, but for me, it's like, that was the thing. I spent the next 5 or 6 years on the road speaking, doing stage presentations, and then 2008 hit, and the speaking industry dried up. And so there were no longer seminars happening around the world. And so we jumped online. I was like, I have to replicate this. And so we started doing on teleseminars. And so we did, I remember doing teleseminars every single night, selling stuff from teleseminars. And then I remember this thing called GoToWebinar came out. We were all freaking out. Like, we can do a teleseminar, but they can see our slides, which was a big deal because most of us had been, at the time, we're doing slides at live events, right? And so, like, also we're doing these webinars on GoToWebinar, and we started making even more money. And so I remember the first year GoToWebinar came out, we did 70 webinars and just got better and better and better and crushed it. And we kept doing more and more and more. And then when ClickFunnels came out, some of you guys have heard me tell this story before. ClickFunnels came out, and I'm like, how are we going to sell this thing? And so, of course, I did what every software company does. I made a landing page, had a trial, started driving traffic to it, and guess what happened? Nothing. People weren't signing up. And I kept trying, I know, like, no matter how many times I tried to sell this thing, people weren't trying up. And it was a free trial. I'm like, this is crazy. It's a free trial. Why is nobody actually signing up and joining ClickFunnels? Like, this is the thing that everybody needed. You know, 8 years ago, 8, 9 years ago, like, we were the first to market with anything like this. And it was like what everybody needed. And so we're promoting it, and like, nobody's signing up for it. I'm so confused. I remember about 6 weeks into us launching ClickFunnels, one of my friends like, hey, I have an event coming. Can you come and speak and sell ClickFunnels? And I was like, well, here's the reality. Right now it's free. We have free trial. Nobody's buying it. And he's like, well, I already have you on the sales page. People are planning you coming. You need to give a presentation on ClickFunnels. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you have to give a presentation on ClickFunnels, and I want you to sell it for $1,000. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I remember still, like, the event was starting. It was in San Diego, and he was streaming online. So I remember I actually started watching online. I was still in Boise in my desk as I'm working this presentation. I'm like, okay, I need to create a webinar presentation or a presentation that I can go to sell ClickFunnels. And so I pulled out my old slide deck from my old products back in the day, and I started just, like, changing stuff over. Like, okay, well, here's the new offer. Here's the new thing. Like, what's the presentation? How am I going to craft this thing out? And so I wrote this webinar presentation to sell a $1,000 version of ClickFunnels. I remember finishing it and then heading to the airport, jumping in a plane, flying to this place, got there, got on stage, did my 90-minute presentation selling ClickFunnels for $1,000. And I had no idea if it was going to work or not work. And I did the pitch at the end. And have you guys ever seen Table Rush before? Table rushes are one of the coolest feelings. The coolest feeling in the world I've ever experienced is beating someone in a wrestling match. Like, getting your hand raised is the best feeling. Second best feeling, table rush. Like, it is amazing. You see people running, jumping over the tables. And so I did my pitch that day, and no kidding, table rush. People are literally jumping over tables, fighting at the back, trying to get the first people to put their credit card in. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, I'm just watching this whole thing happen, right? And so that night, I remember we got the order forms and we closed, like, I think it was like 60% of the room had signed up for ClickFunnels, for a $1,000 version of it. And I remember that night I went to dinner with Todd and Dylan, who are my partners. We created ClickFunnels together. And we're all excited and celebrating. And I was like, do you guys understand what just happened? They're like, yeah, we made some money finally. Like, yay. And I'm like, no. Like, we have a presentation that converts. I'm like, yes, I did on stage, but we closed 60% of the room. Like, that's rare. That's unique. Like, I don't understand, like, how important that or how powerful it is. I'm like, I can go home now, and that presentation, I can do it 1,000 times over and over and over again. I was like, you guys don't understand. Like, we're going to be rich. And, like, they smile, like, we're going to be rich. I'm like, crazy rich. You have no idea. And so they're like, okay, well, what's the next process? I'm like, we're taking this presentation. We're going to do a webinar. And so the next morning, I'm flying home. I start texting people like, hey, I have a presentation that's converts. Do you want to do a webinar with me? And they're like, yeah, do you want to do a webinar? And so I'm texting everyone, emailing everybody I know, and starting doing these things. And so I get back home, and literally this is how we launch ClickFunnels. So I do a webinar I do the webinar right when we get home to somebody's list, and it did great. And this is one lesson I want to give you that hopefully is separate from what I'm teaching us about this framework here in a second. But the first lesson I want to understand is, like, I did the webinar presentation. Actually, even one step further. As I was leaving the hotel lobby before I flew home, I'm leaving and I met someone in the lobby, and they're like, oh, your presentation was so good. I wish I could have bought it, but the problem is I don't run a supplement company. I'm a coach, so I can't use ClickFunnels. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, your case study shows about supplements, and I don't have a supplement company. I'm a coach, so I can't use ClickFunnels. I'm like, well, are you kidding me? Like, I'm a coach too. I have coaching. I have courses, like a product. So you can use ClickFunnels for that. She's like, are you serious? Like, I had no idea. I thought I had a supplement company for it to work. I'm like, what am I doing? So she ran back in, grabbed two of her order forms, grabbed two of her friends that came out, and they all signed up, like, while I'm leaving the lobby. And so I realized in my head, like, my presentation only showed supplement funnels. I should show other funnels. So as I'm flying, I'm editing my slides and, like, okay, let me show a coaching funnel and a network marketing funnel. And so I'm, like, tweaking the presentation, right? So then I get home to Boise. I do the very first webinar live to someone's list. I can't remember. We had like 500 people registered. I did the webinar, and man, it's been 8 years. So I don't remember the numbers perfectly, but it was something like we made $30,000 or $40,000 in the webinar, which was great. And then I had another webinar that was queued up for like 4 hours later. So the first thing we did is, after the webinar's over, I looked at all the questions from GoToWebinar. We took the questions out and I started reading them. I was like, oh my gosh. On slide 10, everyone's asking the same question, like over and over again. So I went back and I edited slide 10 to answer that question. I came down, I'm like, oh, on slide 32, they're asking this question. Oh, in the pitch, they're confused about this. And so I spent 2 or 3 hours tweaking my slides, getting everything done. And then again, 3 or 4 hours later, we had the next webinar. And almost the same size, I think it was like, I think it might have been less people, like 450, 500 people had registered, and, you know, 250, whatever showed up. We did the presentation, and the second time, it did $100,000 in sales. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So then I took that same presentation, went through it again, pulled out the question, went through it again, kept tweaking. And I ended up doing that presentation. I did it anywhere from 1 to 5 times a week live for over a year. I think it was like 70 or 80 times I did that presentation live. And every single time I did it live, export the questions, tweak the slides. I didn't do what most people do, which is like, I did a webinar, good, I'm gonna automate it. Like, I wanted to master this presentation. I got better and better and better and better and better and better. In fact, my hard drive, my computer, every time I would do the presentation, I would take it, I would save that one, and then my next webinar, I would resave it, I have the date on top of it, and then I would go and I would export the questions and redo it. So I have a folder on my computer which has like 80 whatever versions of that webinar, everyone redone, little tweaks, changes. And over time, that presentation became perfect, right? I knew that if I was on a live webinar, I would close 15% every single time. If I was in a room, it'd be 45 to 50% of people in the room would close every single time, like just because we'd done it so many times. And so for those of you who are doing presentations and webinars, like understanding, like that's the magic, like doing the presentation, then doing it again, and doing it again, and doing it again, and crafting it, and perfecting it. Because if I would have perfected it at 8%, ClickFunnels would have done well. But I perfected it at 15%, 16%, right? I mean, twice as much sales for the same amount of traffic, it changes all the metrics. Everything changes, right? And so, and then I did it for over a year before we ever automated and evergreened it. So there's a couple Russellisms I want to share with you guys before I get into the actual framework, because I think those are key things to understand. Like, this is the learnable skill. You got to practice it. You got to get better. You got to understand presentations, like the psychology, how to actually craft them. And then also, it's doing it, and then doing it again, and doing it again, and doing it again. But if you get one webinar that works, that'll change your life forever, right? That one webinar went from us having this ClickFunnels thing. We were at the bottom of our business. We were making hardly any money at the time. We'd put everything into this, developing the software that wasn't selling when we first launched it. Got one correct webinar pitch, and it changed the world, changed us forever, right? Next year, we will pass $1 billion in sales from that one, from ClickFunnels, which is crazy. We haven't been in business 10 years yet. We'll pass $1 billion in sales all off the back of this one webinar. So that's the power of what webinars can do for you, okay? But today what I want to talk about is, again, I want to share something unique. So I know you have a lot of people talking about a lot of different pieces of the webinar. I'm like, what's the piece I can bring that's different than anything else? And so if we can zoom out real quick, this is a framework we developed. It's called the Linchpin. And so I'm going to talk about this framework. I'm not going to go through all of it. There's a lot of pieces, but I'm talking about the 2 or 3 pieces that were the big needle driver. This is the difference between ClickFunnels being a $20 million a year company and a $200 million a year company, was understanding a couple little pieces here. Now, most of you guys are doing all these things right now anyway. Some of you guys already are doing virtual events. Some of you guys are doing webinars. Some of you guys are doing challenges. Some of you guys have continuity. But if you look through your business through the lens I'm going to share with you, it's a couple of things are going to be uncomfortable because I'm like, but I do it this way. I'm already doing this way. It's going to be a little uncomfortable, but these are the shifts and the changes. If you are willing to make these changes, it will exponentially grow your business. Okay. It's the reason why we're still able to outspend all of our competitors, even people who have literally gotten hundreds of millions of dollars of VC capital because of this framework right here and how it all works. Okay. So again, I call it the Linchpin. This is something I only work on right now. We only work on it with people inside of my inner circle and my high-end coaching programs. Eventually we have a book coming out and some other stuff, but this is the first time I really shared it publicly outside of just in my world. And so I'm hoping that you guys grasp this. Again, there's gonna be some things that it's gonna take some of the conventional wisdom and things you're used to and kind of flip them on their head. So I want you to, for a minute, to say, no, instead of saying, no, Russell, I want you to say, what if? What if Russell's not crazy? What if Russell built a $200 million a year company off of the back of one webinar? Maybe he knows one or two things. Trust him, okay? So that's the kind of game plan. So there's two core principles that we have to kind of lead with for this whole thing to make sense, okay? Principle number one. This is something I learned from David Fry, who's one of my friends and mentors, one of the smartest guys in our industry. David Fry said something really powerful one time. He said, if you don't have continuity, then you don't have a business. Okay, that's going to hit hard for some of you guys. Some of you guys are like, I have webinars. I make $100,000 a month of webinars. Do you have continuity? No, you don't have a business. You have a promotion, which is great. That promotion is amazing. You make $100,000 every single time you do it, which is awesome. But if you don't have continuity, you don't have a business. okay? Now, I didn't understand this. I was just like you for a long time. I was really good at webinars, so I'd go to an event. I'd speak on stage. I'd do a webinar, make a bunch of money. I'd take 3 months off. I get it. Like, that was the world that we lived in, right? But Dave Fry said this, if you don't have continuity, you don't have a business. And for me, that was really hard. I didn't understand it until I started building ClickFunnels, okay? When I started building ClickFunnels, everything I did, you guys heard of the principle of compounding interest, or I think was it Einstein said it's like the eighth wonder of the world. Compounding interest is great, but what's even better than compounding interest is compounding continuity. Okay? This is the key. When you start shifting and you start building out your business inside what this linchpin model I'm going to share with you guys, every single thing you're doing, every webinar, every challenge, every live event, every time you go live, everything is all compounding your continuity program. Okay? And the time I really got this, we launched ClickFunnels, started growing, and it was interesting because, like, our continuity, you know, you guys have the Stripe app on your phone. Every morning you wake up and then, like, Stripe pops up and it's like how much money you made the night before or that how much money you made that morning, whatever it is, right? It pops up every single day. It's the greatest feeling in the world. Like, I remember when ClickFunnels came out, I remember it first started popping up and I was like, I made $1,000 today. I haven't even got out of bed yet. This is amazing, right? But then we kept doing this process, kept playing this playbook, kept adding more people continuity, and that continuity number started growing. Went from $1,000 a day to $5,000 a day. From $5,000 a day to $10,000 a day. 10,000 to 50, 50 to 100, 100 to 150, 150 to 300, right? And like every morning waking up and like, I have not gotten out of bed yet. We already made $350,000 today. Like that's the power, okay? Like having a promotion's great. A whole bunch of money goes away, but compounding continuity is the key. This is how you actually have a business. So number one thing I want you to think about is whatever it is you are selling, don't sell a course or a product one time. Create something that's actually continuity. Okay, and we're doing this now. I'll show you some examples. We're doing this with Dan Kennedy's company. We're doing it with our company. It doesn't matter. It can be software. It can be info products. It can be supplements. Like, I'm doing it in all those industries. But the core fundamental principle in our business is if we don't have continuity, we don't have a business. Okay, that's the first thing you have to understand. So if you look at the linchpin model right here, down here in this corner, this is continuity. So everything we have is leading to this. Everything is compounding continuity. The front end traffic, the challenges, the webinars, the live events, everything's goal. The only goal is to get more and more people into continuity. That's it. Okay, so that's the first premise for you to understand. I promise you guys, this is why most people get wrong. Like they, at the end of their present, so that I hear is a challenge webinar. So you do a challenge webinar, then if you sell your 1,000, your 2,000, your $5,000 course, make a bunch of money, and then it goes away. Okay. Instead, I'm going to talk about this in a minute, but how we shift our offers so everything's continuity, and that will change everything in your business. Okay. So premise number one is if you don't have continuity, you don't have a business. Premise number two is we have to move the SLO. SLO stands for self-liquidating offer. Okay. Now, most of you guys in this room, I'm sure, understand what a self-liquidating offer is. And so I'm going to show you guys what traditionally happens for most people in the webinar business, right? And in fact, this is what, when we first launched ClickFunnels, when I first did the first five or six webinars, this is exactly what we did, okay? So what would happen is we would drive traffic to a webinar registration page, right? So here's the registration page. People email in here, they submit, and then from there, we would take them to a thank you page, right? So register. The rest of the webinar, thank you page, thank you for registering the webinar, hope you enjoy it. Here's the date and time, right? And then sometimes you put in a special offer right here, which is, again, we call it SLO, a self-liquidating offer. So we might have something where it's like a $17 ebook or a $27 video or whatever, right? We have some like self-liquidating offer. Okay, so what people do is they go and you spend some money over here with Zuckerberg, right? Let's say you spend $100 in ads. From that, you get 10 people to register, and then from that, you get 3 people to buy the self-liquidating offer. And hopefully, we call it self-liquidating offer because hopefully you make that $100 back, and that way you get all the registrants for free. That's the goal traditionally with a self-liquidating offer, right? Okay, and then from there, then the webinar happens. So you do the actual webinar, and the end of the webinar, you sell something, right? You sell your $1,000, your $2,000, your $5,000 course, whatever it is. And this is where most of you guys actually end up making your money. Right, so let's just say, for number's sake, I'm going to say $1,000. Okay, but you can sell it obviously for everyone, but say this is where you sell your product, and that becomes your $1,000 offer. Okay, so that's what, when we launched ClickFunnels, initially that's exactly what we did. That was the play. And so we drive traffic, people register, thank you page, we sell whatever it was, I can't remember what it was, a $17, $18, $20 product, try to cover our ad costs. I do the webinar, I sell the thing at the end. And at first it worked. The first 4 or 5 webinars, like I'm doing this making, you know, again, 30 grand, first one, 100 grand, next one I'm doing, you know, 50 grand. I'm like, webinar after webinar. I'm like, I'm in my element, I'm running, I'm doing my webinars. And I wouldn't have changed anything, but luckily for me, I have a business partner who's way smarter than me. Some of you guys know Todd Dickerson. Todd's the one who built ClickFunnels initially. And Todd was like, I didn't get in the software business to get back in the webinar business. I'm like, but what, dude, we're killing, we're making tons of money. He's like, yeah, but all that money is just one-off sales, right? If we don't have continuity, we don't have a business. And Todd was like, I didn't get in the software business to get back in the product launch business. We're launching, you know, like when Russell does something, we make money, but otherwise we don't. He's like, I need, like, the whole purpose of this was recurring income. And I was like, well, at the end of, you know, like we're giving people year access to ClickFunnels. So like in 12 months from now, they'll start getting billed the $97 a month, whatever it was at the time. So like, there'll be continuity, but not for a year from now. I was like, we need continuity now. Like that's the whole reason why we started a software company. And so then Todd had this brilliant idea. And it's so simple. It's so dumb. It's so easy. But this is the difference. This is what I want to show you guys, help you guys understand here in this linchpin model. What Todd's big idea was like, what if instead of having our self-liquidating offer here, we got rid of that. And on the thank you page, we gave people a trial to our continuity program. Okay? Really, really simple. And so we did that. And at first it was weird because people register, they pay the thing, they get a trial, but we didn't make any money right out of the gate, right? But they had a 30-day trial, 30-day. And the end of 30 days, then they started getting billed at $97 a month, right? And so we started doing that. We started shifting. What was cool is people register for the webinar. From here, we get a bunch of people that would sign for the free trial. Then the webinar would happen. At the end of it, I would sell this course that we'd bundle with 12 months worth of ClickFunnels. And that was kind of the process. And so we ran that playbook for a year. Okay, now I want to show you guys the numbers. You know, in a year, because at first I didn't really get the impact of it until we were a year into the business. So ClickFunnels is in business for a year. At the end of the year, a couple cool things happened. Number one, we had 2,500 people that had bought this, right? So 2,500 people times 1,000 equals what? You guys know the math, right? Business math easy, 2.5 million. And that's a huge success, right? Most people are like, you did $2.5 million in sales your first year. That's crazy, right? In our world, we give away two Comma Club. That's 2.5 Two Comma Club awards. Like, this is amazing. Okay, but what you would have missed is a couple things. We had 2,500 people who bought the thing, but what's crazy is from this trial, fast forward 365 days from that, we actually had 7,500 people who stuck on continuity. So after the cancels, refunds, all kinds of stuff, 7,500 people stuck on continuity. Okay, 7,500 times $97, I'm going to write 100 because it's easier for my math brain, $750,000 a month in recurring income. Times that by 12 months equals $9 million. What? Wait, what? The SLO trial thing made you $9 million? Most people are missing the $9 million because they're so focused on the $2 million. Okay? Now, what I mean by moving the SLO, moving the self-liquidating offer, we start looking at our business different. We start saying, this $1,000 is not our business. For most of you guys, that is your business right now. The thing you sell at the end of the webinar is your business. For me, it's not. This is my self-liquidating offer. Okay? This $2.5 million, I did not pocket any of that. We took that $2.5 million and we dumped it back into ads over here. Okay? So the $2.5 got dumped into ads and kept growing and kept growing. Everyone kept falling here in the trial, and this became what we call compounding continuity. It kept growing and growing and growing, and getting bigger and getting bigger and getting bigger and getting bigger. You guys getting this? Okay? So these two little tiny shifts, and they're not difficult, but it's a shift in mindset. Number one, you have to understand you're not in the course business, you're not in the software, but like you're in the continuity business. For this model to work, you have to understand. So you have to change it, okay? Change it from whatever you're selling, from like I'm selling a $1,000 course to I am selling a continuity program, and it's $1,000 a year, it's $100, whatever it is, right? It's shifting your business. Understand that the thing you are selling is always continuity. Everything else is just appendages to that. And number two is you moving the self-liquidating offer from the thank you page to the thing that you think is your business right now will become your self-liquidating offer. Okay, Dan Kennedy, my number one mentor in this business, he always says, whoever can spend the most money to acquire a customer wins. The reason why I can beat everybody else is because the thing that everyone else is their business, I dump 100% of that back into advertising and it brings people back through. And the continuity is the key. Okay? So those are the two caveats that we got to kind of get out the door initially for this whole model to make sense. Is that cool? You guys getting this so far?
All right, everyone, that's part one. I hope you enjoyed it so far. Hopefully you're seeing like, oh, this is why Russell's so excited. This is, you know, compounding continuity. Like, that's the goal. Like, this is going to be so exciting. So hopefully you enjoyed part number one. Again, on part number two, next episode, we're going to go into the three simple keys you need to actually start building out your linchpin. And so far, those who saw this presentation, especially my internal team who have seen me talk about the linchpin a lot, they said that this is the simplest and the clearest way I've ever taught it before. So it should, you know, if you've been struggling to understand, this should help clear up a lot of things for you, make this even more simple for you. So with that said though, if you're starting to see where I'm going here and why this is so important, again, we're spending 4 days together in Orlando, Florida in a couple months with the entire funnel hacking community going deep on the linchpin at this year's Funnel Hacking Live event. So if you don't have your tickets yet, now is the time. Go to funnelhackinglive.com. It's going to be an amazing experience and I want you there. All right, with that said, thanks so much, you guys. And we'll see you on the next episode.